So, doing an additional thematic training on domestic violence for people who were, or for being a peace team to try to prevent and mitigate some of the effects of domestic violence, I think would be really interesting. I think that it's something we get asked about a lot, especially I think when we talk about domestic peace teams, people kind of jump right to domestic violence. And I think that one of the things I think would be challenging is that oftentimes when we're doing a peace team on the street, it doesn't involve people who are in an ongoing relationship. And so what happens when we walk away from the situation, often we're seeing the end of that relationship. You know, two people are fighting, you go over, you ask for directions, it interrupts the behavior and stops, and they go off in their separate ways, and they're not going to necessarily see each other again, or maybe they will, but in a different set of circumstances. Whereas in a domestic violence situation, it's a long-term intimate relationship. And so I think one thing that we would want to talk about in such a training is to be clear that there's a cycle and a system here, and that what we're doing isn't necessarily. We can try to interrupt that cycle, but we're not stopping everything entirely, you know, that there's other resources that people still need to be able to access. So I think that at such a training, we'd want to make sure we had what those other resources are, whether it's the local safe house or the crisis hotlines or, you know, other resources. A couple of things where I think it would be really interesting to have such a training is to think about when people are leaving an abuse situation. I know something that my friends and I have often done is to go and be with a person when they're packing up their stuff and leaving a situation. And sometimes that is, you know, the apartment's empty, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my significant other is not here, he is at work, and so now I have the space, but I just need to feel safe, and so I need somebody to be there with me. And there have been times when the partner was there and knew that, you know, the person who'd been victimized was leaving, and it was just a matter of like, this is just tense because he's been abusive in the past, and I need some accompaniment. And so I think those are the types of times when Tiffany presence could be really, really effective. The other place where I think a Tiffany presence could be really effective is if there is a couple who is trying to work things out. You know, if the person who has been abusive is getting the help they need to move out of that pattern, there may be times when having somebody, and this is something else some friends of mine and I have done, to have somebody, you know, hey, it's a really rough weekend. You know, could we have a person or two spend the night, you know, on our couch, just kind of preemptively, we're all on our better behavior when we're being watched, you know, and this would only be for people who are getting outside resources and really working on that issue. And so I think a thematic training around this would want to highlight all those things, highlight both some potential possibilities for peace teams as well as what the limits of a peace team were in that area. The other thing that I think would be really important in such a thematic training is to talk about both anger triggers and how to effectively let someone know they're acting out of their anger triggers, as well as looking at the cycle of abuse and the issues of power and control that are inherent in that. Because it's not just about, you know, getting too angry to control yourself, that oftentimes there's very much issues of power and control there, and to make sure that anyone serving on a team was very aware of that type of thing.